Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army right. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
For those chains to be broken. Amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm not on this fast for chains to still be holding me bound. I'm not on this fast for to still be struggling with the same old things. Amen, amen. Let me change. We gonna make this thing inclusive today. We family are fasting for 21 days for these chains and these shackles and all this bondage that we find ourselves holding on to each and every day, we're going to be loosed. I'm looking for some miracles, prophetess Darlene. I'm looking for some miracles, brother Clarence. I'm looking for some miracles, sister Ruby. Amen. So we're going to, let's go. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to get right on into our broadcast. Hallelujah. And we're doing this month, we have a time of reflection. We're celebrating not what we have done, but what God has done. Somebody say, look what God has done. Somebody else say, God did that thing. Amen. Amen. So we're looking and we're reflecting, we're remembering, and we're thinking about what God has already done. Amen. Over 65,000 listeners. This little person couldn't have reached out to 65. Hallelujah. If you want to do an assessment, take a 2-year assessment and see how many people that you have won to Christ. How many souls have you brought into the kingdom? Do an assessment. Amen. So God set this thing up. Somebody say, God will set you up for a blessing. He'll set you up for a miracle. Amen. So as we're on this 21-day fast, I'd like to invite Brother Clarence to join in with us. Hallelujah. As a family, we are fasting for 21 days. We started at midnight Saturday. Amen. Which was really Sunday morning. Amen. And we're going to the 22nd day of December. Plenty enough time. Hallelujah. For you to join your family and your friends for the Christmas holidays. But we want to sacrifice some time. We want to sacrifice some of our little goodies and some of the things we enjoy doing. And we're afflicting this flesh because we want a closer walk with God. Amen. So we're going to just play one more song, and then we're going to get right on into our segment for today. Today we have Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Prayer, Healing, and Compassion Ministries out of Sacramento, California. She's one of my mothers in the gospel. Amen. And she has been with us from the beginning of this broadcast, and she's been in our lives. We've been knowing her about 9 or 10 years. I tell you, she's a woman that loves God. She's a woman that believes in prayer and fasting, and amen, she dedicates her life to fasting and prayer. Amen. And Prophetess Darlene, you know, if you're a prophet, if you are a prophet, amen, and you are a messenger of God, amen. You can't run with everybody. You got to separate yourself. You got to fast. You have to pray because that's the only way you can give the people what thus say the Lord. Amen. They don't want to hear what thus Prophetess Darlene say. They want to hear what is the Lord saying and speaking through Prophetess Darlene. Amen. So we're going to play one more song by Tamla Mays.
Can you imagine just standing before the King?
Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your Jesus, for in all you've been
Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many can only imagine? Only imagine from January to December, God still have you in the land of the living. Can you imagine? I can only imagine. 2 years ago, I'm yet standing. I can only imagine, hallelujah, what God has in this next chapter of my life, in this next season. Can you only imagine? Hallelujah. Oh, I love that girl. She's anointed. Hallelujah. She has a gift. Amen. We thank God for her today. We thank God for that song. We thank God for Tasha Cobb opening up with Break Every Chain. Amen. We are in for a treat today. Amen. We all know that we're on this 21-day fast. We're afflicting this flesh, liberal Democrat. Amen. But we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene, God bless you, woman of God. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, Sister Arlene, Brother Clarence, those that are already on the line. See, it's always good. One thing I got to say about Sister Ruby, she prop. Amen. And when you on time, guess what? You ain't going to miss nothing good. Hey, good things happen to folks that arrive on time. Amen. I know some of us are working and we have different schedules and we're not able to tune in at the appointed time. But we thank God for you nevertheless. We're celebrating our second year on Blog Talk Radio, and our theme for this entire month is a time of reflection. Let me just get this announcement out the way. We all know that Friday we're doing this six-hour praise-a-thon. Amen. Somebody say praise-a-thon. Amen, amen. And we're going to be dedicating the rest of this week, and even our telethon, that praise-a-thon, we're going to have a special tribute where we're paying homage to the man, the great man of God, a mighty man of God that passed away on Sunday, I believe, and that's none other than Paul Crouch. Amen. This man has done a tremendous work in the kingdom of God. Amen. So we're going to be paying special homage this week as we dedicate this week to the life and the ministry of Paul Crouch. Amen. So we thank God for the life and the legacy that he has left in the earth. Because of him, you have satellites all over the nation. Amen. In different countries, everywhere where they're spreading the gospel. And we know that the gospel is the good news. Amen. So we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to open up with the word of prayer. And we're doing a rebroadcast today of a message that Prophetess Cheryl Harrison taught on the effectiveness of prayer. And I tell you, if you've never known about prayer and you're trying to get closer to the Lord, you need to hear this word today. Amen. I tell you, it will encourage your heart. So, Prophetess Darlene, will you open up for us?
Praise the Lord. Let us go to the throne. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We lift you up, God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, God. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for keeping us, God, in our right mind on today, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on today, God. We thank you for love, your loving kindness on today, God. We just thank you for activities, our limbs, the article of our speech, God. We thank you for food to eat, clothes to wear, shelter, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you that we woke up this morning, we didn't hear any bad news, God. Our family is still amongst the land of the living, so we thank you, God, for that, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. 2 years, God, nobody but you, God, could have done it. We give you praise, God. We exalt you, God, for the overseer on this broadcast, God. We thank you, God, for Ruby coming back to Sister Ruby coming back, God. We thank you for what you're doing in this broadcast, God, and what you're going to do on this broadcast, God. We thank you for each and every caller, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for what you did last night, even on the meeting, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. We praise you right now, God. We exalt you right now, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. Nobody but you, God. We lift you up, God. We look to you, God, from which our help come from, God. We thank you, God, for you who you are, God. We thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now, God. We exalt you right now, God. Hallelujah, God, we love you. We love you, God. Help us to get closer to you, God. Help us to move out those things, God, that's in us that's not of you, God. Break every chain, God. God, in us, God, in the name of Jesus. We're calling on your name, Jesus. No other name we know, but the name of Jesus. At the sound of your name, every knee has to bow. Jesus, we're calling on you because we need your help. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're calling on you to move in our life, God. We're calling you to move out those things in us that's not pleasing unto you, God. Blood out our transgressions, God. Create us a new and a right spirit in you, God. In the name of Jesus, make us whole, God, for your use, God. We thank you for this 21-day fast. We know that it's been a change already, but we know that it's going to be a greater change in the name of Jesus. We thank you that ministry's being stirred up even now. We thank you that the gifts are being cultivated even now and activated, even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to hold out on this 21-day fast. And I even hear you say after the 21 days, some of us will still continue. Lord, help us to be strengthened in you, God. Help us to be restored in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I hear you saying it's been sealed. Hallelujah, what you're going to do on Friday night. So we just might as well thank you now. I hear you said it's been sealed by you. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for each and every speaker, each and every prayer warrior, each and every prayer intercessor, each and every person that's just coming on to call us. We thank you, God, for souls that's going to be saved. We're claiming it on Friday. We thank you in advance in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said two or more in your name. You'll be in the midst. So we're calling on your name, that great name. Jesus, Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus, to move in our life, to change things in our life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for carrying us through the December. We know that you won't carry us through the new year. But God, let us not make reservations. Let us not say things we're not going to do. Let us stand. Stand on no. you. And stand on your word, God. And stand on what we say in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus. We ask that you rain today on this prayer line, on this broadcast, God. Rain, God, in the name of Jesus. Rain with your anointing. Rain, God. Meet each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to cover the overseer, cover in your blood. Let no weapon, no weapon formed against her prosper. In the name of Jesus, continue to order her footsteps and direct her path. I hear you saying you're pleased with her. Well done, my faithful servant. Hallelujah, God. Keep her going on in you, God. Stir up even more. In the name of Jesus, touch her family on today. In the mighty name, in your name. In the name of Jesus, bless the speaker on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask in God, oh, God, everyone that comes on today, let them not leave the same way they came, but let them leave more revived, more restored, more different in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you sweep through this time today, sweep through Holy Ghost, move the way you see fit. In the name of Jesus, no flesh, God, let your spiritual man rise. In the name of Jesus, let us your word. Oh, we need a word from you, God. Not a word from us, but a word from you, God. Speak your word today in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, God. Look down upon the bereaved families everywhere, God. Tessa T and her family, God. Continue keeping them going on in your name. In the name of Jesus, continue keeping us talking about you, telling the people and winning souls. Keep shape of mind, kingdom-minded, in the name of Jesus, test properly. On today, God, you seen this, you heard his prayer request. We ask that you move by your might, God. Move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch his family, God. Encourage his family on today, God. Lift, God, every downhearted, God. Every downtrodden head, God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come to serve you. Notice, we come against oppression and depression in the name of Jesus. We come against fear, doubt, insecurity, low self-esteem in the name of Jesus, obesity in the name of Jesus. We come to serve you. Notice, today in the name of Jesus, not in our name, but in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have come to serve you. Notice your assignment is up in the name of Jesus. The minds are covered in the blood of Jesus. Your people's minds, God, we ask that you continue to keep their minds, keep our minds stayed on you. You said whose mind stayed on you, you keep them in perfect peace. God, keep us in perfect peace. Keep us doing what you called us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against suicides on today, in the name of Jesus. Every thought, everything that the enemy's trying to plot and plan even now, we come against it with the blood of Jesus. And we come tearing down every stronghold, every imagination. We come tearing it down in the name of Jesus. Every wicked advice, we come against the warlocks and the witches, in the name of Jesus. We come against you with the blood. You shall not even be able to perform today. We cripple you up right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you the honor. Look down upon the children on today, God. Keep them covered in your blood. In the name of Jesus, we do give you a praise. We give you the honor. Amen.
Ah, Yoruba, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. Ah, Yoruba, thank you, God.
What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits the Lord needs? Good afternoon, everyone. You are now listening to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. I am your host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Or you can email me at A, D as in boy, E-R-N-A-R-D as in David, the number is 54 at sbcglobal.net. I'm so happy that you all have decided to join with us today. I am so excited about the guest speaker that we have with us on today. This is a real special treat for me. She's a special, special lady to me. She's one that I call one of my mothers in the gospel. I adore and love that the God in her is evident in everyone she meets, in every situation that arises in her life. She has been living and working in the kingdom of God for over 33 years. She has been married to Pastor Eddie Harrison for 32 years. She's also the mother of a son and daughter. Word of God. And being used mightily in the gifts of deliverance and the prophetic with the laying on of hands. Humility and compassion is what she portrays, and she seeks to inspire people everywhere to be sweet and humble. This wonderful woman of God is also an author of a book titled The Seven Signs of Jealousy. And currently, she is working on her new book titled Rejection is Direction. I love her so dearly. And so without any further ado, I would like to render the rest of this show to Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. May I present her to you at this time.
Dr. Harrison. Dr.
can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I am so humbled to be on the broadcast with you on today, and I do count this an honor. I don't take this lightly that God would put me on your heart to have me to come, for I know there are so many in the body of Christ that God could have given to you. So this is very humbling for me, and I thank God for this opportunity to share God's word with the body of Christ. And to all those that may be listening, I greet you today in love, in the name of Jesus. And I just pray on today that God will speak to all of us, even myself, because, you know, as we teach the word of God, the word always comes to us first. And I always say once we hear, then we have to have application. We have to apply what we have heard in order for it to be effective. And today we're going to enlighten you today. My assignment is today is to help us improve and be more productive in our prayer time with the Lord. And many times our prayers are not being effective because we don't have certain keys that we need to unlock our prayer time. And we know that in the Bible, keys signify power.
I had the phone on me.
Last day, saying, God is calling for intimacy out of us. He's calling for a special appointment with him. He's calling for us to pray to him from the sincere heart, but also to pray with expectation. Whenever you go into prayer, you should always go in with a state of receptivity, that when I go before God, I am expecting God to meet my needs. But in order for God to meet our needs, there are some things that we're going to have to do. And that's what we're going to talk about, what we must do in order for our prayers to be effective. And I'm going to ask you to write this down. This is the first thing that we have to do that many times we don't do. We go in prayer. We just go in prayer asking God to bless us with houses, land, cars, money. But have we gone into prayer yet and asked God first, have we repented? And that's the first key. The first key to having an effective prayer life is you have to have deep repentance. When you study David in Psalms 51, and I love David. He's one of my favorite people other than Jesus Christ in the Bible. And the reason why I like David is because David was very remorse when he went before the Lord. He always went before the Lord very humble, very broken when he went before the Lord. And when we go to God in prayer in your heart, we should always go before the Lord with a broken spirit. As the scripture tells us, a broken and a contrite heart, the Lord would not despise that. We should always go to the Lord very, very humble, very remorse, very broken, that the Lord will fix us and fix our hearts, be more like him. David, in Psalm 51, we know David had sinned. We know David had had another man's wife. He committed adultery. We know David had blood on his hands. He had Uriah set up in battle, and David had him killed. So now David was a murderer. But in order for David's prayer to even get through to God, David had to first acknowledge, confess his sins before the Lord, before God would even hear him. And the first key to our prayers being effective, to our prayers having results, to our prayers having power and potency is that we're going to have to repent of our sins. And all of us know the sins that we may have in our life. And sin means we're going to have to turn away from those things that we are doing that are not pleasing to the Lord. Over in Isaiah 59, the first to the second verse, it tells us, it says that, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear our cry. Many times our prayers are not heard
because we have iniquities, we have sin in our lives that the Lord wants us to be free and cleansed from. And what are those iniquities? Iniquities, we know, are things that we continue to do over and over again. We continue to lie over and over again, stealing. We have become, made it a habit, stubbornness, spirit, and over again. That's an iniquity. And the Lord said, when we have these iniquities in our lives, he will not hear us when we pray. We have to first repent of those iniquities. An iniquity is eating too much. That's an iniquity. When the Lord has told you that you need to fast, and you continue to feed your flesh over and over again, that's iniquity to the Lord. And iniquity is a condition that you refuse to change. And the Lord is saying here that if you don't change from that, I won't even hear you when you pray. And then we have sins. Iniquities and sins are two different things. Sins are when you just willfully transgress against God's word. And that is that's your conduct. That's the way you behave yourself towards God. Your rebellion against God will keep your prayers from being answered. He said that God said he would hide. He would turn away and not even listen to us when we pray if we don't truly repent. And that is the first key before anything can be answered, any prayer request can be made before God. God is calling us to repent. He says also that our hands have blood on them. That means the wrongdoing, things we have done wrong that we have not repented of, being dishonest, being deceitful, being untruth. The Lord said when we do those things, that put blood on our hands. And in order for God to forgive us for that, we have to come to God and repent. He said our lips have spoken wrong things, have spoken errors. Our lips have backbited. Our lips have gossiped. Our lips have lied. Our lips have spoken half-truth. Any of these things, God said he will not even hear us when we pray. So our first key on today for our prayers to be effective is that we have to have a deeply repented of our sins before the Lord. We know that when there is sin, we know that God does not hear our prayers. When our hearts are hardened and we're practicing sin, God's face is turned against us. He won't pay attention to us. It's just like your prayers are going up to the ceiling and they're bouncing right back down because he won't hear us, because we have not come remorse. We have not come sorrowful. And that's what I love about David. David came very remorse. He came sorrowful. And if you study the life of David, after David repented, after David owned up, after David confessed, David was a better David. He was a better man after he repented. And I love repentance. Every day we should pray Psalms 51. That's one of my prayers that I pray every time I go before the Lord. Lord, create in me, not my brother, not my sister, but create in me a clean heart, God, because a lot of the sin has gotten into our hearts. Scripture tell us about the heart. The heart is deceitful and is desperately wicked. Only God knows the heart. Only God can clean out our hearts. And we're in a time now, saints, that we're getting ready to go into the year 2012, if the Lord delay is coming. And this year that's getting ready to come in, like I had said previous time, this year is going to bring some drastic changes, saints, to the body of Christ, to the world. And God wants us to go into this year with a pureness of heart. He wants our heart to be so pure before him so that whenever we pray, whenever we come before him, he will answer our prayer. There's going to be some drastic changes in the leadership, in the headship, because God has already started cleaning out the leadership. He said, it's my leaders that cause my people to err. So many leaders have hurt the saints of God. So many leaders have wounded the saints of God. There are so many saints in my prayer time, so many saints that have been wounded in the house of God. And the Lord is not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. And he's going to deal with a lot of these leaders. He's going to talk to some of these leaders. And I will even speak prophetically to those of you that hear my voice. Some of these leaders that's in position right now, the Lord is going to sit them down because of the wounds that they have caused and the hurt that they have caused to his children. And that's what we have to realize, that we belong to God. He places leaders over us, but we belong to God. And whenever his children are mishandled, whenever his children are wounded, that displeases the Lord. And he's going to make a big change in the headship of a lot of ministries, a lot of churches, even the nation, even the leaders of the nation. God is going to make a big change. He's going to bring some of them down because they have they started off right. They started off with God, but it's just sad that promotion and elevation have really turned a lot of their hearts away from the Lord. So the Lord is going to change a lot of things in 2012, and that's why he's calling us back to prayer. He's calling the body back to prayer so that we can prepare our minds, we can prepare our hearts for what's getting ready to come upon the church, on the church. You know, the Lord is going to do a cleansing in the church, and he's already exposed some, but he's going to even expose more because, Lord, let me know there are so many gifts that he has placed into his children that's in the body, but they're just sitting there. They're not in operation. A lot of the saints have not had a chance to go forth and exercise the gifts that God has placed in them, and he does not give us these gifts for us to just sit and hold them, but we are to operate in these gifts. And why did he give us these gifts? The gifts are to edify the body. I may have a hand. Someone else may have the foot. The hand cannot say it's greater than the foot. The foot cannot say it's greater than the hand. It all has to work together for the body to function. And the Lord is calling his people out. He's calling his people out to fulfill their assignments. I thank God for, I want to say this, Evangelist Bernard, how the Lord is raising her up, and God is using her to step out and do what he has called her to do. And that's what the Lord is saying, that we must fulfill our assignment. Whatever your assignment is, if your assignment is to preach, if your assignment is to teach, if your assignment is prophetic, whatever your assignment is, 2012 is the year that you must fulfill your assignment. Where the Lord has been merciful, where the Lord has been gracious, and his chastisement, 2012, he's not going to be as merciful, and he's not going to be as gracious, because he's very displeased with a lot of things that has happened in the body. I speak prophetically to all of you that there are going to be leaders, there are going to be people in headship. 2012, you're going to hear more leaders taking sick. You're going to hear more leaders' bodies been afflicted because they had to go Shemaiah. Because they have not obeyed what the Lord has called them to do. There are going to be some that, you know, going to end up in hospitals, the Lord let me say. And some of the same people that they have hurt and wounded will be the ones that would have to go and pray for them. We're going to have to really pray for the leadership in the body of Christ. There are going to be some more bishops, some more pastors that God is going to remove off the scene because they have not lived a lifestyle of holiness. There have been some secret sins that they have in their life that they don't want anyone to know. And we think we have seen exposure. We think we have heard exposure. But we have not yet heard what we're going to hear. And Koshinea, that's coming up. The spirit of homosexuality is only rampant with some of the leaders, and some of the bishops know about it, and they won't sit them down because of who they are, but the Lord is going to sit them down. The Lord is going to sit them down in 2012 because the spirit is running rampant and is transferred over to our sons and to our grandsons, and the Lord is not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that, and he's not pleased with the compromising that's going on in the God says. But the Lord said, that's okay, though. In 2012, he's going to speak himself. And that's what the Lord is calling us back to prayer. But prayer is going to prepare us for what's going to take place in 2012. If we don't pray, dear heart, if we don't get in the presence of God, we're not going to be able to stand what's going to happen in 2012. And it's not going to shock some of us, because even now, God's vessel that's really praying, that's really on our faces before God, it's not going to surprise us when he starts removing leaders, because he's already shown it to us. He's already told us to go to Mayor. So when it happens, we're not going to be amazed. We're not going to be surprised. But if we don't pray and we don't see God, it's going to almost overwhelm some of us of who it's going to be. It's not going to be a surprise to the real prophets and the real evangelists and the real pastors that's living clean and living holy. It's not going to surprise us when the covers start coming off some of these female pastors and male pastors, some of these female pastors that's pastoring, but they're hiding their spirit of lesbianism. Now, God is going to expose all of the sin that's going on. And that's why the enemy is trying to keep the body, keep the church from praying. Prayer exposes the enemy. And that's why when you have certain callings, you have certain anointings, and I hear the Lord say this, it can encourage somebody's heart on the line. When you have certain gifts, you have certain anointing, you have special anointing, and especially the prophetic anointing. When you have that anointing upon your life, or God is beginning to use you in that era, you're not a vessel that's welcome too quickly in God's house. If you have a strong gift of discernment, you're not welcome too quick in God's house, because the enemy does not like to be exposed. The enemy does not like to be uncovered. But when you have that gift, God never sent you in a place just to send you there. He's sending you there because there's something he wants you to see, and there's something he wants to uncover. So the first key is we need to repent, saints. We need to go before God and ask God to purify our heart and to cleanse our heart, so that when we go to God, our prayer will be effective. The second key is that we must have a close and right fellowship with the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love intimacy with the Lord. And sometimes when you use the word intimacy, the carnal mind goes straight to the flesh. It goes to the physical. But the Lord is calling for intimacy with him. And what is that? He's calling for us to have a close, warm friendship with him. That's why I love Abraham. The Bible tells us how close Abraham was with the Lord. Abraham communicated with the Lord on a daily basis. And there's nothing more precious, nothing more beautiful than having intimacy with the Lord. I say this a lot of times. We need to get to the place that we sleep with the Lord, that we spend some nights with the Lord in his arms, laying in his arms. Many times we run to man's arms, but if we will learn to run to the arms of Jesus and spend some nights with the Lord, it's amazing what God will show you in prayer when you spend intimacy with him. It's amazing what he will reveal to you when you spend intimacy with him. It is so important to have that appointment with the Lord. You know, we make many appointments. We make doctor's appointments. We make dental appointments. We make dinner appointments. We make all these appointments. But none of those appointments can make us feel like we feel when we've had an appointment with the Lord. I love intimacy with the Lord. And intimacy is a different level than just communion. Intimacy is not the same as just talking to God. Intimacy is when you spend so much time in prayer with God that he takes you completely out of yourself. Where your body may be laying in, your spirit may be in New York City praying for someone. And then he bring your spirit back and put it back in your body. Intimacy is having out-of-body experiences. And that's what God is calling us to get to a place in prayer, that we have intimacy with the Lord, that we are so close to God that he is first place, hallelujah, in our lives. That when we wake us up in the morning, before we get our coffee, before we get our tea, before we greet our mates, we greet God. And I don't know about you, but when he wakes me up in the morning, I love to throw my father a kiss. I love to embrace my father. I don't even say good morning to my husband. I say good morning to Jesus and spend time with him. And that's what the Lord wants. He wants to be first. We say he's first, but our actions tell God whether he's first place in our lives, in our hearts. His desire must be first. And many times when we pray, we're praying our desires. We're praying what we want. But have you just went to God and said, God, I want your desire to be fulfilled in my life. Whatever the cost, whatever the price I have to pay, I want your desire to be fulfilled in my life. And saints, we have had our desires for so long, and that's why the world is in the shape it is in. That's why the body of Christ is in the shape it is in, because we have had our way. And God is saying he wants to have his way. There's some things that the Lord wants to say. There's some things that the Lord wants to do, and we need to have intimacy with God. We need to spend time with the Lord. And many times we use prayer as a last resort. When everything else has failed, then we run into God's arms. When chaos strikes, we run into God's arms. But can you just run into his arms when everything is going good, no matter what's going on? Can you just run into his arms and spend time with him? Do you love him that much that he's more important than food, that he's more important than TV, that he's more important than talking to your friend? He's just more important than everything else. That's intimacy, where you make God more important than anything and anybody else. Glory to God. He has that first place in your heart. He has preeminence in your heart, in your life. It's God. It's all about God. God, I don't want to do nothing this day until I spend my time with you. God, I'm going to make no appointment until after I've made my time with you. I don't make a doctor's appointment. I don't make any appointment until after I have had my appointment with the Lord. Why must he be first? Because we need him to give us direction. We need him to give us instruction for that day. Why? Because he already knows what's going to happen on that day. He knows where the enemy is on that day. He said, I know what Satan's seat is. And if you don't spend time with him first, then he cannot show you where the enemy is. And many times we run right into the enemy because we didn't spend time with the Lord. And we would spend time with God. God will bring us to a place spiritually where he will let you smell the enemy before he gets to you. That's intimacy, when you can smell the enemy. The enemy has a scent, saints. He brings a scent. And I'm asking God, Lord, help the body. Help us, God, to be so in love with you that we can smell the enemy. I say, God, let me smell the enemy before he gets to me. Let me smell the enemy before he gets near my children. Let me smell the enemy, God. I don't want to just see him. I want to smell him before he shows up. That's God's way of letting me know he's coming. And now that I know he's coming, I know how to do spiritual warfare in prayer to send him back from where he comes from. But if I can't smell him, I don't pray, I will look up and he's right there. Started your day with me first. If you let me wake you up at 2 or 3 in the morning and let me talk to you, I will tell you what your day is going to be like. I will tell you don't go to the right, but go to the left. I will tell you don't go out your house today. Stay home and talk to me. I will tell you these things if you spend intimacy with the Lord. Because with intimacy, you're not just talking to God and loving God. God has something he wants to say back with you. When a husband and wife have intimacy, one person is just not giving. Both parties are giving. That's why there's a close bond there. That's why there's fellowship. Because both parties are giving. If one person is giving and the other one's not, that's not a special time, because one person is doing And then I always say, you got to stay still. Many times we pray and we seal it in Jesus' name, and we get up and we go on our merry way. But God has said, no. After you have communed with me, then you need to be still and let me commune with you, because there is something I want to say to you. There's something I want to show you about your day. And many times we get up, we blow God a quick prayer, and we just go on, and then chaos happens, trouble happens, disaster happens, and it overwhelms us, it shocks us, we don't understand why. But if we have just taken the time out and had intimacy with God, had fellowship with God, then God would have prepared us, dear heart, for what's going to happen before the day. When I pray and I talk to the Lord and he tells me what's going to happen, he'll tell me, tell your daughter such and such and such, and this is going to happen at her school. And I tell her that to prepare her. And then when she gets there, it happens, but it doesn't surprise her because I've already told her before she left the house. My son could be at work, and I'll tell him, before you go to work, Elijah, God said so-and-so-and-so. And sure enough, when he gets to work, this has happened. He said, Mom, guess what? So-and-so. It didn't shock him because God had already told him what was coming. That's intimacy. When we talk to God and God will reveal to us what's happening. And that's a different level in prayer, is intimacy. And this is the season of 2012 this year. God is calling us to stop being on a lower level of prayer. He's calling us to come up to intimacy because there's too many things that can really happen in 2012. And if our prayer life is not consistent, if our prayer life does not have fervency in it, we're going to miss the things that God wants to show us, and the Lord is not going to show it to us two or three times. He's going to show it one time. And we're going to have to be in a place spiritually that when he speaks it, we catch it. When he flashes it before us, we see it. But if we're not praying, if we're not seeking God, we're going to miss what he has to say. We're going to miss what he has to show us. Our third key is praying.
Harrison.
I'm sorry.
Prophetess Harrison?
Yes?
Let me just interject this before you go any further, because I don't want to lose any of the callers. Evangelist Shantae Ross is on the line. Evangelist Phillips is on the line. Evangelist Williams. And Evangelist Priscilla Williams. Evangelist Saffer. And also Evangelist Joshua. I want you all to know, if you sign out, you won't be able to get back on to hear the finishing of this lesson. Our Prophetess Harrison is going to, if she's so willing, to be with us the rest of the week. So stay tuned at 1 o'clock p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and then she's available on Friday also. So back into your hands, Prophetess Harrison.
Amen. You said Prophetess Shonda Ross is on the line?
Yes, she's on the spiritual daughter. She's on the line.
Amen. Is she on where she can say something?
Yes, I'm going to. She's ready right now.
All right.
Praise
God
the Lord, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Shonda. Yes, ma'am. Amen. I would like for you to just say a comment on the key I just spoke on about intimacy, close fellowship with the Lord. Just for a second, and greet those that's on the line.
Yes, I was listening, and, you know, that's amazing because God was dealing with me about the intimacy. And not only that, but I remember doing a conference, and the conference is the God gave me the theme that my ear is open, but my people are not praying, and they're not seeking me. I'm the last option. And God said, I don't want to be the last option. I want to be the first option. So when you begin to talk about, you know, that should be the first thing that we do in the morning, begin to talk to the Lord, begin to pray to him, that he would give us directions. I know that that is true because many times I begin to pray and the Lord begin to tell me, instead of go this way to work, go the opposite way. And not knowing that an accident was the other way. So I know that it's very important to have intimacy with the Lord because he's always speaking. He said, daughter, when you begin to pray, you have access to the spiritual realm that I can reveal things to you. And that's what he want to do. He want to reveal things to us in the last day. He don't want, he don't don't want things to come up and we are surprised about it. He said, but if you begin to pray, and you begin to pray, that will begin to reveal things to you that you will know, mm-hmm. and like you said, that you will smell the enemy when he comes, that you will know how to deal with the enemy when he do come. And so that just blessed me to know, you know, if we can just learn to pray. You know, God would say, never cease from praying. That, you know, today I may pray today, the next week or two, might not even pray. You can't expect to get in the spiritual realm with God. You can't expect to hear him when he speaks if you pray today and don't pray tomorrow. You know, the old people used to say that, you know, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. So we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to commune with God, that we will hear what he got to say. Because he has a lot to say to us in a lot of days.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, daughter, for calling in. And I appreciate Prophet Lyle. She's such a blessing. And I just want to put this out there to all that here. Evangelist Lyle will be here in March with us. She's going to be doing our wellness conference. Yes, she will be here for a whole week doing the conference. So I wanted her to call so you can hear her voice, Evangelist Bernard. And she's an anointed daughter. She loves to pray. So I praise God, and I praise God for everyone on the line, Evangelist Priscilla, and just everyone. God is so good.
Amen. I thirst over the rise of Prophetess Harrison, Evangelist Shonda, during your appreciation on last year. So looking forward to meeting you, Evangelist.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. All right, our third key is that we must pray fervently. We must pray fervently. And what that means, James says effectual fervent. He didn't just say effectual prayer. He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Two things, effectual fervent and then righteous man. Two things, fervent, we must pray with passion. And we must pray with intensity. Our prayers must be hot and ceasy. Our prayers must be with feeling. That's why I love David. If you just study the life of David, other than Jesus Christ, David showed us how to have intimacy with God. David often did his prayers with passion. If you read over in Psalm 17 and 6, you see David praying with passion. We ought to pray with excitement. Many times we pray with grudgingly. We go into prayer like, oh, God, I got to pray. Oh, Lord, it's time to pray. We go in like it's a bad thing. We go in sad. But I have found out, God, I love you, how exciting prayer can be. If you pray and get in there fervently with passion, with feeling, intimacy, you have to have passion. You have to have feeling in order for it to be excitement. We have to have the gladness to go before the Lord. That's why I said we need to run into the presence of the Lord. David prayed with feeling and enthusiasm. See, that's what fervent means. When you go to God in prayer, you're going to God in prayer with enthusiasm. I listen to Evangelist Bernard, and when she speaks, she's so excited. When she speaks, when she talks about God, she's so excited. She said, I'm just so excited, Prophetess Harris. I love that. You can only be excited about serving God when you have a strong relationship. And you can only have a strong relationship when you have a strong prayer life. And you can only have a strong prayer life when there has been some sincere repentance. When you find a person that don't have a strong prayer life, I question whether you repented to God or not. Because when you truly repent to God, that is the first step to you having intimacy with God. You cannot have intimacy, true intimacy, with your mate if you not have repented to him for something you said or done wrong to him. There's just a void there. There's no excitement. There's nothing going on. All right? Same way with God. If we have not repented to God and we go to God in prayer and pray, there's no enthusiasm. There's no excitement because we know we have done wrong. And we have not gotten that right. But when we go to God in fervency, he said the effectual fervent, the hot, ceasing, burning, intensity prayer. I mean, righteous man, though.
Ah, yes.
Righteous man. We quote that scripture
all these thanks for serving forever, righteous man, our daily money. But oh no, let's break this up. He said, of a righteous man or woman. That means your lifestyle has to be pleasing to God in order for your prayer to avail much. In order for your prayer to be effective, you have to be in right standing with the Lord. And that's why he said a righteous man or woman that's living to please God, a man or woman that's walking up right before God, a man or woman that's not dripping and chipping here, that's not serving God on Sunday and living for the devil money and prosperity. No.
My
he
God.
Said a righteous man, a clean man. See, that's why
my God.
The Bible tells us that we have to walk circumspectly.
That's right.
We gotta walk
right
in our heart. Our lives
yes.
have to be clean. We have to walk circumspectly.
Animal.
We have to live. So I ask God, help me to live that nobody can spot my life. That if they can say something about Prophet's hair, it's not true. Oh God, I hear you.
That's right.
It's
that's
not
right.
True.
Glory to God.
If they're gonna say something, because people will talk. They talked about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We know they talk
yeah.
about Jesus. Oh, I feel His presence right now. Oh, because your name. Oh,
Jesus.
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 They talked about Jesus. They lied on Jesus. They called Him
yes.
a Beelzebub. They said a lot of things about Jesus, but one thing about what they said, none of it is true. And that's how we
none
need to
of
live.
It.
Thank
Glory
God.
To God.
Men and women of God, we need to live so close
Thank
to God that when people do point the finger at evangelism, when people do point the finger at Mother Joshua, when people do point the
Thank
finger at Evangelist Killer, that's true. Glory to God.
That's
why?
Right.
Glory life is an open book. I always tell my daughters, I said, people can follow me anywhere they want to follow me. They can get in their car and follow me. Because the Holy Spirit lets us know when we have done wrong.
been hurt, you've been wounded, and you press your way. But when you get to church, you know, sometimes we'll fake a smile or we'll fake a praise or just wave our hands. And you just have to sit there through the pain and through the turmoil that you've been through and still, you know what has happened. And you know you can't reach God until you get it out. But we'll still go through these formalities and still try to have a fake praise or fake shout or dance. But really, we know all of this stuff is bothering us, but we don't know how to really go to the person. We don't know how they're going to receive us when we express to them and empty what's inside and say, you've hurt me. I'm hurting. You know, I can't praise God. Sometimes, I'll just speak for me, when I'm in that type of situation, you know, it causes me not to want, when I'm feeling that way, I don't want to be around people because I'm not a phony. I can't fake like everything's all right. I'm not going to get up and jump and shout when I know something is going on. I got to get that thing off of me, and sometimes I won't go because I know I have to deal with these people, and they're not ready to deal with me. I have to deal with this person, and they're not ready to deal with me, so I'll say, well, Lord, I'm not going today. I'll just cut on T.D. Jakes today and listen to him, because you know what? These people, this person that have offended me, that have wronged me, they're not ready to deal with me. But then when you go to them and you ask for forgiveness and you say, well, this is what happened, and, you know, they still don't receive you. The Bible says go back and get another witness, but even if they don't receive you, he said, well, it's off you. But you find yourself where that thing isn't off you. You know, we'll say, okay, well, I did what the Bible said, but it's still on you. How do you break through? What kind of, how do you break through that scenario?
Let me talk if I can talk about my own self, and I'll be safer if I do it that way. Is that okay? I would rather with my own experience to be safe.
Okay.
I had something happen where God had sent me somewhere to be a blessing, to be a help. And I have learned this, that sometimes God does not give everyone the same anointing. He does not give everyone the same gift. And what we have to realize is that God gives gifts and anointing according to how he pleases him and not pleases the people he's going to send us to. And in my going and obeying the Lord, I have found out that when you are anointed, when God's hand is upon you, a spirit of jealousy will arise. We pray a lot of time for God to send help. Pray that God will fill the house. We pray for all these gifts to come to bless the house of God. And when God honors that request and he sends the help, then if we are not prayerful, goes back to prayer, if we are not praying sincerely and our relationship with God is not right, we can allow the enemy to bring all these other spirits upon us that's not like God, all right? And that's what happened to me. And then I was actually the church. I was put out of a church, me and my family, and we didn't do anything. But what I have learned in my pain, in that whole process, that it all worked together for my good.
Now you're the most shocked.
All worked together for my good. It hurt at the time. It hurt it. Oh, I hear you, God. This is for somebody on the line. It hurt it at the time.
Yes.
It hurt it my children drastically. It caused my son to be pushed completely away from God. And I had to pray and fast for God to restore him. But through all of the pain and through all of the hurt, God said it's going to work out for your good. Even in hurt. Nothing can happen unless God suffer it to be. And if God suffer it to be, that means he has a greater plan behind it. Nothing has happened in our lives, good or bad, that God did not allow. We don't always see the bigger picture. See, I didn't see the bigger picture at the time of the hurt because I was focusing on the hurt. I was focusing on the pain.
Right.
But after I got away by myself, and there are times that you do this, have to pull away from everybody, and that's why you have to run. At that time, I have learned that's the time that you have to run into his arms. You have to run through his presence with your pain. You cannot take that pain to people. You have to run into the very presence of the Lord and bring this pain, because he already knows you're hurting. But if you go to God with your pain, and if you stay there long enough, he will say, all right, I'm going to show you, Adrian, the bigger picture. I'm going to show you why I allowed this to happen. I'm going to show you a greater plan. But there is, there is always a greater plan coming out of every pain.
Mm.
And it's the flesh that feels the pain. But once you go in prayer and get in the spirit, you don't feel the pain as bad as you do when you're in your flesh. The flesh feels
pain,
and the flesh wants to react. But when you get in the spirit, when God took me up in the spirit and he let me see why he allowed it, I said, God, I thank you. I can say like the writer, it was good for me that I had been afflicted. Because if I allowed that, I would not be out ministering, and the doors I have walked into, I would have never walked into them had God not allowed the pain to come. So,
hallelujah.
Get hurt like that and things happen, you have to go to God. And I will also say that sometimes we want to run from situations like that that are painful like that. We want to run away. Everybody's trial and test is different. But I have learned if you can hang in there, if you can walk in with your head up and a smile on your face, and you praise God. So your key when you're going through things of pain and hurt, it's to praise God in the midst of it. Because part of it is warfare. We know we are
warfare.
With the enemy. We know that the more God anoints us, the more warfare we're going to encounter. And I found out that persecution is, believe me, a part of the package. It's part of the package.
Lord.
It's part of the anointing becoming greater in your life. It's part of the elevation that God wants to take us to, is that we have to be persecuted. Jesus was persecuted. He went through much. But the Bible says he rose with all power. We're just going to come up with more anointing and more power. And I can truly say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you.
For every pain, I thank you for every rejection. That's why I'm writing the book now. Rejection is truly direction.
Rejection is
direction. If we're not rejected in certain areas, if we are not hurt in certain areas, then we cannot go into the direction God wants to take us. And sometimes what we will do, we will become complacent, we'll become comfortable in just this one area. But God is saying, but I have a greater plan. And sometimes God is trying to move us along, but because we have become complacent, we've become content, we've gotten satisfied sitting there, God said, okay, since you want new, I'm going to have to turn up some heat under
Jesus.
You to get you going.
Come on.
That heat is pain. Sometimes that heat is being hurt by our own brethren.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can see the whole picture of why God allowed it to happen,
then
we can say like the scriptures say, and we know that all things work together.
Yes.
But the good, the Koshima, to them that are and to them that are be called according to his purpose. So there is a time that you feel despondent. There's a time that you feel like you don't want to be bothered with anyone. But then also you have to watch that, because sometimes that's a trick of the enemy also, to get you off by yourself, not going to the house of the Lord, not praising the Lord. And I also have learned that the longer you just sit and think about what has happened, You're opening that wound up again. You're taking that scab off that sore again. And you feel the pain of it. The more you rehearse it in your mind, the more you talk about it, what God is trying to heal you, you have just taken that scab, that sore. You've opened it back up, and it causes more pain. So if you can just go before the Lord and just worship God and praise God, if you can just still walk in there with your head up, because when you walk in, you're making a statement to the devil. You have not taken my joy. You have not taken my joy. And I want to show you what Christ's love is really all about. I'm going to walk you on my head. I'm going to clap my hands.
I'm going to praise God. I'm not going to lose my joy mm-hmm. on it because I am not a victim. I am a victor.
I'm a victor.
I am victorious. All right? I'm going to praise God. And praise will truly, truly get you through. If I had not praised God, I would not have become able to get through it. And by me praising God, God restored my son. God restored and healed my daughter.
God
blessed
hallelujah.
Open doors for us to go out in places that if I had not have gone through it, I probably would still be sitting in that same spot where I was.
Really?
So sometimes it's a blessing in the pain. It really
yes,
is.
Lord.
It's a blessing in the hurt.
Blessing
if
in
you
the
can
pain.
See the whole, if you can see the whole picture. So I would encourage all of you on the line. And even now, gracious Father, I praise you right now. For Lord, I hear you say, Lord,
you,
that there are some on the line that have been hurt. There are some on the line that have been wounded. In the church and the body of Christ that have been affected by leadership. And Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you even touch them now. I'm asking that you heal their hearts. I'm asking that you heal their minds, God. And I'm asking that you let them see the bigger picture, God, that you have a greater plan for every pain, for every hurt, for every
thank
difficulty,
you, God.
Every
thank
rejection.
You, God.
Let
thank
them see their rejection
you,
is truly directed, that you're just going to direct them to a greater purpose, God. But
yes,
you say you know the plans that you have for them. So, Lord,
yes,
I ask that you heal the hurt on the line, heal the heart on the
Jesus,
line, God.
Jesus,
and let you
Jesus,
see the
Jesus.
Greater picture, God, that through all the pain, there's a greater anointing. Oh, I hear you, Lord.
Yes.
There's a greater anointing that's coming to rest upon some of you on the line through your pain,
Jesus.
Through your hurt. I hear the Lord say there's a greater anointing. Oh,
God,
I hear the Lord say there's a greater anointing. You will have. Upon some of your lives right now, through all the pain, through the rejection, the Lord said there's going to be greater wisdom that he's been
glory
giving
to
you.
Thank
he's
you,
going
Lord.
To give you greater assignments. Oh, I hear you, Lord. Greater doors.
Ooh.
I'm getting ready to open up.
Bless your name.
He's going to test for you. He has to take you to the test to make you.
Oh, yeah.
He has to try you to see how you will stand in the little things, glory to God, before he can trust you with bigger things. So I hear the Lord said, be not weary. And well-doing. Don't be lazy and well-doing. You're pushing up.
My God.
In season, you shall reap if we pray not. He said, don't be weary. Don't be weary because of the pain, because of the hurt. Even when the tears fall, wipe the tears and count it all joy.
Hallelujah.
He said, count it all joy.
Oh,
thank you, God. Bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for every hurt and every pain, God. There's
yes,
a bigger strength to go through
because
you have a bigger plan, God. There's a bigger plan in store for you that have been hurt. There's a bigger picture, glory to God, and there's even a greater assignment. I hear the Lord say to someone on the line, God said he has a greater assignment for you. And
my God,
that's why the enemy is fighting. That's why the enemy is attacking you because he's trying to discourage you from moving forward. Oh, I hear you, God. God said, for somebody on the line, the enemy is alive coming at you.
Oh, God.
God is going to give you a greater assignment. There's a greater task ahead for you. He's going to open greater doors. So the enemy is trying to discourage you, but you won't move forward. I hear the Lord say, keep moving forward. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Ministry there in Sacramento, California, the effectiveness of prayer. She did a two-day seminar for us, and we're going to try to air part two of that message, the effectiveness of prayer. Amen. We all know those of you that have committed to go on this 21-day fast, we needed that teaching on today. But nevertheless, we're going to open up the lines, and those that have heard this message, the effectiveness of prayer, I tell you, she will be with us on our praise-a-thon. She'll be on about 1 o'clock, 1:05, right after Elder Hammond's. Lady Morris will be first, and then we have Ella Hammond, and then Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. You don't want to miss this praise telethon. I tell you, God is doing something, and those of you all, I'm telling you, that have committed to this fast, stay fervent in your prayer. Stay fervent with what you're doing, and stand back and watch what God is going to do, the effectiveness of prayer. Amen. We're just so honored to have Prophetess Barbara Teal on the line with us. She'll be with us for the praise-a-thon, so we're going to Prophetess Barbara Teal right now, and then we see a new number that I'm not familiar with out of the 925 area code. We're going to go to them next. God bless you, Prophetess Teal.
God bless you, too.
Amen, amen. Did you want to have any words for us today?
Yes, I just want to let everyone know that the word that has been given today by Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, it is really needed for us to hear,
mm-hmm.
because we have to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us who we are and how God is orchestrating our lives to be able to heal us and overcome the hurt, like my sister said, to be able to be effective through prayer and faith that we will go forward and not backwards. Everything is for a purpose. Like mm-hmm. she stated, it's for a purpose to make us strong. In our weaknesses, he makes us strong for the call that he has called us into. So sure, we're going to cry. We're gonna scream and holler and ask God why. But he will always answer your prayer in his time and at his will, because mm-hmm. it's a process for us to go through what it is that he is willing us to go through, that we may be able to minister to the hurt, to the lost, mm-hmm. with love in our heart and our minds, to be able to receive the word of the Lord to give unto his people that mm. are not yet saved, and even the ones that are saved, because there's a havoc out here in the atmosphere, because we're not dealing with flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities in high places. So I enjoyed the message from my sister. Mm. I enjoyed it tremendously. It's just so much confirmation. And some of the things that she said, I felt it. I related it to my situation, my circumstances. Right. But I have become very strong, thank God. And I thank her for always being there. Thank you so much, Apostle Harris. Thank you so
amen,
much.
Amen, amen. That was a rebroadcast of Prophetess Barbara, but that's all right. That message is still resonating in our spirit. I was trying to see if she would call in.
Yes, it is.
Some messages, I don't care how far back there was, I was listening to a message that my Uncle Alfred preached in 1985 here in Stockton, California. And when I heard it in the year of 2000, when I was getting ready to transition back here to California, I tell you, it stirred mm-hmm. my spirit. Amen. So the effectiveness of prayer is important. And one thing I can say about Prophetess Cheryl Harrison, Apostle Cheryl Harrison, because she was elevated, that she is a woman that fasts. Her lifestyle is about fasting and prayer. That's what she does.
Yes.
That's the mantle that she has on her life. Amen. So we just bless God for her. Amen. We're going to go to area code 925. The last four of your numbers, 5234. And then we're going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. We see him on the line with us today. So we want to say hello to our first-time guest. I believe it's a first-time guest. I'm not sure. Area code 925. The last four of your numbers, 5234. Can you greet us?
Hello.
God bless you.
Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is 250, but I'm on a different number today.
Who?
I am Sherry. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How you doing? God bless
Hi.
You.
I'm good. The enemy's been busy, but the Lord's helping, and so that's good. I was just going to call for some prayer. I'm actually not too far from you guys because I'm in Modesto right now.
What? Well, you gotta come see us.
I would love to. You'll have to tell me how to do that.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call after the broadcast, and we'll try to make that happen. God bless
okay,
you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Make sure that you write down this 925 number. Okay.
All right. I have it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So I got called into kind of an emergency here. My mom's in Turlock, and my kids from the Bay Area had came to visit her on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The night before, and my son and my daughter's okay, but my son and my daughter's boyfriend were assaulted by, I don't know, five or six men in their 30s, looked like they were Arabs or something, Wednesday night. So my son was rushed to the local hospital, and they decided that they couldn't help him, so they sent him up to Memorial Hospital in Modesto, and he's gone through several surgeries, and I've been spending the night in the hospital at night, and he's back home now, at least in Turlock, and on some pretty heavy painkillers, and, you know, the Lord's helping with the pain and that kind of stuff, but just any prayers that you guys could think of. I'd like to pray for divine justice from, you know, with God and the Lord, that they find you know, who did this.
Amen. Well, we're going to be praying for you, Sister Sherry. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up Prophet David's line right now. Amen. And we're going to continue to bless you.
Yep.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet Davis. Prophet Michael, God bless you.
Yes, God bless you.
Thank
How are you today?
Amen.
Yes, God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
How are you today?
I'm with us today.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you.
Yes, I'll pray for the young man. I really believe that God has a way of drawing us unto himself. And God will get our attention when he has a call on our life. And so I will pray that the young man will, even despite the pain and despite the circumstances, God did not allow him to die.
Okay?
Yes, I'm so grateful that he didn't.
That's the main thing. So when God has a call on our life, I know that God had a call on my life at 7 years old. I didn't answer the call at seven, so I went through trouble until I answered the call. Until I was obedient and said yes to the Lord, the trouble stopped. In other words, God allowed circumstances to take place in my life to get my attention. So what I'm simply going to pray is that the young man would yield fully to the Holy Ghost and surrender his life totally. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you did not take his life. We thank you that you spared his life. And now we ask for justice because of what happened. The law was broken. And Lord, you are a law-abiding God. You are the lawgiver. And Lord, so therefore these men that committed this crime, let justice come. But concerning the young man, I believe there's a call on his life. Let him submit to that call. Let him yield to that call. Let him say yes to your will and completely submit his flesh unto the Holy Spirit. Baptize him in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. Let him get baptized by a pastor in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, so that when he comes up out of that water, he will be a new creature. For your word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We proclaim prophesy, decree, and declare over his life that all things will become new in his life as he's healing, as he recovers. We ask you to visit him and change his heart and let there be a yes in his heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, thank
and
you.
I've already forgiven whoever the men are that did it. I just, you know, you just made a conscious choice and I forgave them. So, yeah. Yeah, so that would be great. I'll be able to meet you soon in person, huh?
Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Sherry, and try to enjoy your family while you're there. God bless you. We'll get back to you. Amen. Did you have anything else you'd like to say to the people, Prophet Davis? You can do so at this time. If not, we're going to move on.
Yes, actually.
Ruby.
The only
Prophet Davis, well, I'm going to let Sister Ruby say something to you.
Okay, praise the Lord. I've been missing you. I've been on my knees. I say, Lord, what is going on with Prophet Davis? I started to call you on this telephone, but is God merciful? Good to hear your voice.
God bless you, Sister Ruby, and I thank you for your prayers. You know, what she said in that broadcast is correct. There are things that God, she said something about you're going through an assignment now, but God is preparing you to give you even a greater assignment. My God from heaven. I don't want to focus too much on that because I believe the Holy Spirit is taking me this way. We have to remember, people, that we do wrestle against, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities. We're dealing with demons. And so these demons are assigned to try to interfere with us. And through our prayer life, we must give every case that we face over to Jesus in our prayer time on a daily basis. Every time we go before the Lord, whatever battles that we are facing, we lay them at the feet of Jesus Christ because we know that the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. Our job is to love the people. Our job is to stand on the word. Our job is to proclaim the word and then walk in truth. We don't carry any baggage. We don't carry any emotional attachments from any hurts that we've experienced. We give that stuff to Jesus. For the word of God says, cast all of your cares on the Lord, for he careth for you. So we are supposed to walk around light, full of joy. The world doesn't have joy. The world doesn't have anybody to give their cares to. But it amazes me that saints talk about, well, I'm still going through. Well, give it to Jesus and stop going through.
And I'm in agreement with y'all now.
Amen.
Well, don't you know that Jesus already said, for this cause I came into the world that I might destroy the works of the devil? The devil is defeated. All we got to do when he comes our way is remind him of what was done on the cross. Devil, you've already been defeated. Jesus, here, I give this thing to you. I'm free of it. Now I'm going on.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are
Hallelujah.
To constantly move forward. We are not to stop. We are not to ponder on these negative things that have occurred in our life. Yes,
all
they
right.
come. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all.
God delivered them out of them all. Well, we
every last one of them, God will deliver you. Now, why? Because you don't carry it. You give it to Jesus. Our job is not to testify of what the enemy is doing, but to testify that I am giving this thing to Jesus, and I know it's already done. Why? Because his word tells us that it's already done. Our healing, our deliverance in every area, emotional battles, wounds, scars, family, friends, whatever it is. Jesus said, give it to me. I will bear it.
Hallelujah.
We have to remember, saints, not to carry this stuff. Because what's going to happen is that it's going to cause you to have a heaviness. You're going to have a heaviness in your spirit. It's a trick of the enemy. In prayer, the woman of God was right. Simply give this stuff over to Jesus. Why are you carrying it? God never
all
told
right,
me to carry
right.
it. Why
amen,
are you holding
amen.
On to it? Give it to Jesus and say it's finished.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, so that's where the problem comes in, beginning to rehearse stuff that we should have already given to Jesus.
All right.
And stop
I'm in
taking
agreement
it back.
With you.
Well,
stop
we thank
taking
God
it back
for
because
today.
What it's going to do is bring depression.
Amen.
So anyway, I just bless God. It's easy, really, because he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is
easy. My yoke is easy.
Ikobo shacha.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless you. We bless you. We gonna get some
okay.
good word on Friday, even better. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stick with us. We're in a celebratory month. We're celebrating a time of reflection. This is a time to reflect upon God's goodness. God bless you, Prophet Michael. We're gonna
okay.
go to Prophetess Darlene Davis now. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. Amen.
Praise
and then
the
we're
Lord.
Going to Liberal Democrat. I see Lady Morris. I see Sister Corinthian Jones. I see Sister Dawn and Brother Clarence. And we're going to get to you all in a minute. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. I thank God for the program on today. Even though it was 2012 when it was spoken, it sounded like she was right there. The words were profound. It was it would sound like it just happened. It just happened that she was there. And I just thank God for the words that were spoken on today through the tapes. It gave me some things to think about. So I also thank God for Prophet Michael Davis, I think his name was, the words that he gave us also today. I just thank God for everything. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to be blessed and continue to walk in the will of the Lord. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. Amen. You and my, Prophet Davis might be kin. Amen.
Hey.
You anointed this. You got the same anointing on your life, baby. A greater anointing. She said God has a great anointing for you. That's what she spoke in that message today. Amen. Amen. Liberal Democrat, God bless you. Then Lady Morris. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited about this. She's talking about, amen, God can take you to another level where you can smell the demons, amen, of God. And you can tell when the spirits are, you know, when you get an uneasy spirit. But then she also said, amen, of God, God speaks to you. And I think and praise God, you know, I'm excited about this prayer, amen, of God, where we can learn to listen for that voice. Because like I gave you that testimony about that coffee thing, how God spoke to me and said, amen, stop at ATM machine because they're going to be out. Amen. The machine going to be down. Amen to God. And I listened to him. And like I said, I usually didn't do that. And I went to the machine and got money out. When I went to the place to get my coffee, amen, they said all the machines wasn't working. Amen. The ATM was down. So I had to use cash. So I thank God that God, you know, she said, don't just pray, but stay down there long enough and listen for that voice. Amen to God. After a while, we'll get used to what it sounds like. And we won't have to say no more, is this me? Is this the devil? Is this God? We won't have those questions no more because we stay down there long enough and we learn what his voice sounds like. So I'm excited about the prayer. Amen to God. That God is going to, amen to God, speak to us. Amen. So I thank God for that word. She did some teaching on that thing. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to Lady Morris and then to Sister Corinthian. Then we have Brother Clarence on the line. Thank you all for tuning in. We're going to be doing some excerpts throughout this month. And I thank God, you know, because as I was thinking about this celebratory month, I said, Lord, well, maybe this is a time of rest for me where I don't have to make any calls and trying to schedule folks and coming up with subject matters and all of this. So I say, Lord, we're just going to reflect upon your goodness for this month of December, and we're going to have some excerpts from 2011, 2012, 2013. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, 2011 is when we first started on Blog Talk in December 2011, and I marvel at what God has done. I don't marvel at his promises. I don't marvel at his fulfillment, but sometimes you're amazed. But God said, if your ways please him, he would give you the desires of your heart. He also said to commit your way to God. And he also he would open up windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. God has done that for me.
Hallelujah.
2-year period because, guess what? Above all else, I take this assignment seriously. I treat it as though I'm working for the CIA. I treat it as though I'm working for the President of the United States. And that's about the highest you can go. That is the highest office in our land. But we know there's a greater office. Hallelujah. Because when you're working for the kingdom, glory to God, and you have in your life, God is a high priest. Jesus is our mediator. Hallelujah. And he takes it to the high priest. God is our high priest. Hallelujah. But Jesus intercedes. He go before the throne of grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We're talking about the effectiveness of prayer. Amen.
That's right.
And I tell you, I have seen God move mightily in these 2 years. I'm even reminded one time, people of God, I was working. Hallelujah. And I was coordinating and facilitating and getting things together for the man of God and the woman of God appreciation. Hallelujah. And I got this is just a little short testimony. I had a navigator. Hallelujah. My car note was about $357 a month. Glory to God. After I traded in my Lexus because I needed another seat for these children, amen, and my daughter had bought the Lexus brand new. I rode in that Lexus 6 years, had over 200,000 miles on it, and I traded it in for a navigator, and I got a Cardinal, which was stupid because the Lexus was paid for. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you this, that you know prayer still works. Faithfulness, God still honors faithfulness.
Come on.
I was working during appreciation, and I was at the church like 8 to 10 hours a day, working. And I called in to the creditors who had financed the car, and I was going to pay my car note online, and they told me, through the phone line, and they told me, say, we got your account, but it's paid in full. You don't owe nothing. And I knew that was a lie. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, what is going on here?
What's going on?
I waited when it was during a holiday, and if it was Veterans Day, Memorial, I don't know what holiday it was. But when I called, I got a witness to this effect. Hey, glory to God. And when you get the pink slip, that's your witness. Hey, and I testified about it. And I waited 2 days. And I said, something is wrong here. What is going on? I waited 2 days. And I called back to the company. And another representative said, your car is paid. Your bill is paid in full. Hallelujah. And they said, matter of fact, we've already issued the pink slip. $14,000 more on that vehicle. And the Lord, and when I went to the mailbox in about 3 to 5 business days, there was the pink slip. Woo! I could get my cousin on the line, and she verified. Paid in full. Hallelujah. Paid in full. Why? I made a sacrifice to bless the men and women of God. I made a sacrifice. I didn't do it because of who they are. I did it because God said, give honor to whom honor is due. He said, let the elder that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. And God
my Lord.
Hallelujah. Faithfulness will higher. Faithfulness will take you into places that you never, like Tamar May said, you can only imagine. Hallelujah. And even this year, God did the same thing. Woo! And so I can say, he keeps on doing great things. Lady Morris, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Woo!
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise him, praise him.
My God, such an awesome testimony, Evangelist Bernard. Truly my heart has been blessed on today, as always. I thank God for Prophetess Harrison. I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Yes.
I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the testimony. And I thank God for
the areas that she dealt with, because so many times, like the scripture says, the little foxes that destroy the vine, it's those foxes of unforgiveness and bitterness and hatred and all these different things that many times we mask, and we can appear as if we have it all together. But it's with that intimacy with God that you have to come before God as authoritative. And you have to ask God to show you the areas of your life that are displeasing in your sight. You have to pray that prayer. And when God shows it to you, even in the teaching, you can't make excuses for it. Even when people have done you wrong or you've offended them, you have to work on that heart, and I'm a witness. You have to fast and pray. Evangelist Bernard, even when you were asking, what if a person doesn't forgive you or vice versa, been there, done that. The main thing is we have to do what is right. We have to release it. And when something is so embedded, you have to fast and pray, and the way you know it's gone is when you deal with those individuals, there is no feeling. There is no uncomfortableness. There's no you trying to go the other way. And God spoke to me some years ago, and he told me, he said, Rosalind, he said, in order for me to use you, you have to forgive.
Come on.
And I'm here to tell you that some of those people that have done me wrong, those same people had to come back and come to the altar and ask
Hallelujah, Lord.
And had I not been in a place and had not released it and forgive and had my heart right and had love in my heart, I could not have ministered unto them.
God.
But in this field of work that we're in, you will be lied on. You will be rejected, ostracized. All this is in the cup. It's in the cup. And I thank God, and until you experience some things, it's easier to say, let it go, give it to God, because some things will hit you so hard.
Yeah.
And flesh will talk to you. Hear me. That spirit of justification that tells you you have a right to hold on to it based upon what they did.
Speak on that.
Who they said it in front of, how they embarrass you. All of those things, been there, done that, got a T-shirt and a hat. But I'm here to tell you, you have to be real and open with yourself and go before God.
That's right.
And I tell you, like the woman of God, she gave it to us today. And I thank God that she just was not giving us what the word said, but experience. Oh, my God. It's such much more than it's a great teacher.
I thank God for
people that are transparent.
Yeah.
People that have gone through, and that's how you can do real ministry, because you can feel what an individual is going through. And Evangelist Bernard, I'm here to tell you, like she told you, don't run from them. You just have to get on your knees and ask God to prepare you to go in and out before them and to make sure that your heart is right, because the enemy wants to stop our praise. He wants to stop us from coming into the house of God. But he is a liar. There's a lot more I'm going to say, but I'm going to release it. Thank God for the word on today. Thank God for your ministry.
Thank God
for you being bold enough to teach us and tell us what God is calling for. You're not here to entertain us, but you are here to enlighten the body of Christ. God bless you all.
Ah, glory. Woo, that was the word right there. See, God, you can get everything you need when you stay connected to the vine. Ah, glory. That was a word. That was a aha moment there, because she said some things. When this flesh will talk to you.
That's right.
Folks have done you wrong, especially when they've mistreated you and have abused you. Oh, God, and our greatest hurts come from within. Our greatest hurts come from within the walls of these buildings. I won't say the church, because guess what? There's some wheat growing with the tear. So everybody in that building is not there for God's divine purpose in their life. Some of them there to be damned, and that's in the scriptures.
Hey, that's why Jesus said, let the wheat grow with the tare. Don't disturb it. If you ever tear and you ever seen wheat, you know if you try to separate them and you try to pull it apart, you're going to get some damage. So the Lord said, I don't want that tear to damage the wheat. So therefore,
leave the tear alone.
Leave those that's unruly, that don't want to be corrected, that don't want to live holy. Leave them alone. Let this word condemn them. Let this word convict them. Let this word beat them up. We ain't got to put up our dukes. Sometimes you want to put up your dukes. Hallelujah. Sometimes you want to let the devil know, I ain't no punk. We just lost. I want to tell you all, too. We just lost a great woman of God, Dr. Angel Smith.
My Lord.
Amen. Out of Detroit, Michigan. There will be burying her on Saturday, and we lost Paul Crouch. I tell you, but I didn't know Paul Crouch on a personal level, but we met and dealt with Dr. Angel Smith, a great woman of God. And one thing about her, she let you know she was from the hood. And in her message, you always hear her say, God don't have no punks. I'm not a punk. Hallelujah. Some people thought that would be, you know, like a little unorthodox, you know, but she'll get up and she'll preach and she'll say, I ain't no punk. God don't have no punks. Sometimes people try to punk you. They try to chop you, you know, to see what you're made of. But all you got to do is put your dukes down and say, this battle ain't mine.
That's right, Holy Ghost.
With God. They can't box with God. So when you give it to God, hallelujah, he'll whip them. He'll make them humble themselves. Well, them same folks that have to come, like Prophetess Harrison said, they'll have to, the ones that do you dirty and low down and lie on, they'll have to come back. That's what the Bible say. I'll make your enemy your footstool. For everybody that say something negative about me, God have a footstool waiting for me. And every time they say something negative, hey, I'm climbing on up that footstool. I'm getting a little bit higher. Not for the world to recognize me, but for God to be pleased. You got to know who you're serving. You got to know who your master is. Hallelujah. Barack Obama is not my master. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is my master. Hallelujah. I'm going to Sister Corinthian. God bless you, woman of God. Oh, God, I bless you.
First give unto God, Jesus. All the evangelists, all the prophets and prophetesses. I appreciate God for being here today. I thank and appreciate God for the work that went forth today. I thank and appreciate God. I'm a firm believer of prayer. I believe that prayer goes places that we can't go, and it reaches heights that we don't even see. And I just thank and appreciate God for prayer today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. I tell you, stay tuned. We're celebrating this whole month. Do not miss this telephone. Ask the Lord to let you have some power naps in the daytime where you can stay too. God is going to use these women and men of God. I mean to speak a rhema word. We going to get some fresh oil in this praise-a-thon. I just believe God is not a, you know what? God don't serve us no leftovers. Hallelujah. Even that message from 2011, it's still speaking. Huh? You know why? Because God's word is from everlasting to everlasting. Ain't nothing old, ain't nothing stale, ain't nothing dirty about God's word. So I tell you, stay tuned. I thank God for this month, and I'm going to take advantage of it, and I'm going to get a little rest because I don't have to make no calls. I don't have to create no new flyers to promote and post anything. Amen. I just need to go into the archives. And we had some wonderful topics in this past year, so you all will be hearing about them as the month progress. Amen. But we still going to bring some live people on, so, you know, don't be discouraged. We still going to do that. We thank God we seen Brother Clarence was on. He dropped off, so God bless you. We're going to go, amen, to My sister Dawn, she's always working, and I believe she's at work today. Praise the Lord, Dawn. Okay, okay, we don't waste no time. God bless you. We're going to go to Lady Morris and ask her to close us out with the word of prayer, and we'll be back on tomorrow. Again, stay on your fast, stay fervent, stay in your word. Hallelujah. Keep on praising and magnifying God, and remember to write your vision. Write, start writing your vision. Hallelujah. God bless you, Lady Morris. Close us out with a word of prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God that you used on today. We thank you for the spoken word. God, we thank you for even everyone that have spoken on today, God, that have encouraged our hearts and the testimonies and even the word to edify us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless, hallelujah, Evangelist Bernard and this ministry, Lord God, even Sister Ruby, Lord God, for her faithfulness and all that she does, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every speaker, Lord, that has come on this line. And even we say, speak a special blessing for even the telethon on Friday, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will word our lips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you bless us as we go out this fast, Lord, that we will seek you, but Lord, first of all, God, that, Lord, we will present our hearts before you, God, and show us the areas of our lives that are displeasing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and help us to go on this fast with the right mindset, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and we declare blessings and healings, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that we will become closer to you, God, that we may be what you're calling for, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every assignment of the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that will come against your people, and God, that will try to even interfere with the transmission of this line, in the name of Jesus. We dispatch angels right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We put a hedge of protection over every listener, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a blood covering, oh, God, even over our families, God. We come against the spirit, oh, God, of backlash and retaliation, oh, God. Lord, we cover this woman of God, a prophetess, oh, God, Harrison, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and every speaker, Lord, hallelujah, God, we bless you. Oh, God, for the manifold blessings that you're going to shower upon your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And we praise you, Lord God, and we pray that the mindset of every listener, God, will come with the spirit of expectation every day that we come and meet this line, but especially on Friday, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen our bodies, strengthen our minds with our spirit, oh God. We pray for unity right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of competition in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that all flesh will be silent. Lord, we bind the spirit of pride. Lord, we come with empty pitcher before a fountain. God, fill us, oh God. Hallelujah. Let it be a freshness and an anointing upon this line in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. I want you all to know, I'm sorry, some of them have dropped off. Thank you. That was a powerful prayer. Hallelujah. We want you to know Prophetess Darlene Davis have a prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Today is Tuesday, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. Call in, the call-in number. Let me give you that call-in number. I speak a little more firmer than Prophetess Darlene. The call-in number is area code 712-432-1500. Once again, that's 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498-POUND. Once again, 211-498-POUND. I'm going to be on there tonight. Ain't nothing going to stop me tonight. Hey, God, if it's God's will, I'm going to be on that line. Yeah, you know the most shy. Tonight, Prophetess Darlene, she's been faithfully supportive of us in this ministry and this broadcast. So we're going to be on there tonight, woman of God, to pray with you. Amen. So once again, that's area code 712-432-1500. 1500. The code is 211-498-POUND. So that's 5 o'clock California time, 7 o'clock Alabama time, and 8 o'clock New York and Georgia and all of the eastern states, Michigan. I'm going to even call some of my cousins and tell them to get on now. I got to call. Y'all pray for my cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton. We haven't seen him in a few days. Pray for him. But we're excited. We're excited. So God bless you all. We're going to close out with Donnie McClurkin. As long as you're there. God bless you. We thank God for Sister Ruby. Keep on praying for Sister Ruby. Amen. That God will continue to strengthen her. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. As long as you're there.
As I rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just goes.
Everybody
gone. Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
The other show? I said, what you wanted to hear?
Oh, I'm looking for
the other show?
No, you know where you give yourself away.
Oh, I give myself away. All right, watch out, Sister Ruby. You're getting familiar with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Here it is.
Oh, you can click it then.
I got it. By William McDonald.
Well, apparently,
give myself away.
It's not on mine. If one is doing it, it don't let the other computer do it.
Oh,
that's what's going on.
Away.
Yeah, I give
so
up.
You can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
Yeah.
It happened. It's a generation. Embrace it. Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Yeah.
Close on out, Sister Ruby. Let me close. I'm going to hang up. Close on out.